You are listening to We Trooper Trooper Radio.
Just to give you a little background, WT is the most popular and most successful multinational competitive gaming organization for the Nintendo Wii. We were the top-ranked squad for Mario Strikers Charged, Medal of Honor Heroes 2, Smash Brothers Brawl, and Guitar Hero 3. But tonight is a very, very special night. We're all very, very excited, very hyped up. As of right now, we are only about 1.5 days away from the official release of The Conduit. The Conduit is expected to be the most favored first-person shooter game for competitive Wii gamers yet. It's going to offer hordes of new game modes, much more technical abilities and weapons, and it's the first FPS game yet to make use of Wii Speak, Nintendo's microphone attachment. And hence, the majority of this program is going to focus on what we can exactly expect from The Conduit and how WT intends to approach and handle the game itself. We're also going to have information on 2 cash prize tournaments WT is sponsoring, and might I add, all of us here at WT are very thankful for General Sam and ULO for supporting the entire Wii gaming community by hosting these events. And we're going to have a message from WT Arbok regarding WT's status in the Mario Strikers Charged world. We also hope, this isn't guaranteed yet, we also hope to have messages from Dr. Elite and WT Europe's leader, Ah, for fuck's sake. So, stick around. Enjoy yourself. Relax. Grab a beer. Grab your wife. Grab your dog. Because come Wednesday, you're going to be knee-deep in a world of frustration as WT ZZZ and friends bring fucking hell to your doorstep. Stick around. See you soon. Thank you for listening.
I'm from Clan X, and we're here to beat WT. Has anybody seen WT?
Yeah, I'm from WT. What do you want?
I'm supposed to fight you?
Mm-hmm.
What's that? Wait, what are you doing?
Come here. Get over,
no,
bitch.
Not there. Help me. No, help. No.
WTClan.com. Join today.
Thank you for listening to We Trooper Radio. Now hold me, as if I am a very, very, very young child.
We're back, and once again, thank you for listening to WT Radio, the only online radio station servicing Nintendo's competitive gaming community. WT is sponsored by the We Troopers and Kurt Harrison Smetna. But let's talk some fucking turkey. No, let's talk conduit. The conduit is shipping out on June 23rd, and it should definitely be made available to the public on June 24th. Let me just say, a lot is riding on this game right now. Everyone is, there's a lot of hype around. Everyone's very excited, as this is the first first-person shooter game to be made exclusively for the Wii. Nintendo has done a very poor job in the past in producing competitive-friendly games, and much of our community feels that this game just might be what we've been waiting for. In watching preview videos and in reading reviews on weapons and capabilities, I, ZZZ, am very confident that the Conduit will prove to be the most technical first-person shooter we have seen yet for the Wii. There's going to be a lot more to think about in-game and outside the game as well. And since WT prides itself on intelligent, ahead-of-the-curve gameplay, this should be a great experience for us. WT is going to be approaching the conduit in a very highly aggressive manner. We're going to be doing a ton of advertising, a ton of promoting, as we need to really rebuild our name in the community, get our respect back, and spread our message. More importantly, we're also going to be having loads of practices, team meetings, mini tournaments. Basically, our primary goal right off the release of this game is to quickly develop the metagame and secure our position as a leader in the competitive scene. Now, if the game does not live up to our expectations, which is always the case due to lag and bullshit like that, it is even more important for everyone in the community to find ways to keep the level of, or the hype we have, to keep the excitement levels up so that we can extend the lifespan of the game. After all, this game is sort of the last hurrah for a lot of Wii gamers. A lot of us have grown very weary of Nintendo's intentions. It's just getting ridiculous. All the time we put into these games, and honest to God, they just suck ass. They fucking suck. And so hopefully this will give us something that we can take a little bit of pride in. And we'll take a little very, very short break and get right back into some conduit talk. Thank you for listening.
And then, I reached inside. There were candles, burning all around me. My heart, my soul, were nowhere to be found. I dreamt of a cold winter in Austria, and there was candy, and men of all colors. The wind brushed against my cheeks. And there was Wii Trooper Radio.
Attention, all gamers, please report to Dr. Reed Awful. Oh, no.
Video game commandment number 8. Thou shalt forever frag newbies until the end of time.
Ah, so you're back for another checkup with your good old neighborhood doc. Well, a lot has changed in WT's health system. First and foremost, let me state that the Europeans division dedication has not been and will not be in vain. Thank you, mate, and let's fight on. Many have fought, and there are few who still stand in today's WT. But fear not, for the conduit's release will definitely lower our blood pressure, and those who betrayed us will definitely be begging at a closed door. Let me express my gratitude to ULO for hosting what I believe to be the first paid tournament. I look forward to sharing the wealth with my fellow WT members. For my fellow WTs who own other consoles, I assure you that you have not been forgotten, as I too own another console. We are simply awaiting a universal game that we all can transition smoothly into. Even if it takes till November, rest assured that you too will become a valuable asset as you once were in our competitive scene on these consoles. Well, the conduit will come out tomorrow, and I hope that you have saved all of your lawn mowing money, because it will be a little over $50. All those who purchase it know where to find you. For now, this is your good old Doc signing out, asking all of you to pull us from bad health into good wealth.
This is we Trooper Radio, and you are in Nozzle.
WeUnite.co.cc. WeUnite is a forum for Nintendo gamers, both hardcore and casual alike. The forum is a place where players and clans can chat, organize, recruit, and meet new people. The staff of WeUnite are a dedicated bunch of fellow gamers voted on by the gaming community. They will not only be staff, but also contributing members to the forum, here to help you in any way possible. Visit WeUnite.co.cc.
Alright, we're back. And so, WT is going to have a 24-man team. That's the limit for team size on game battles. And the team is going to consist of our North American and European divisions. We are hoping the lag is minimal and both divisions can share games, but it's not guaranteed right now. We'll have to wait and see. But whatever the case, by combining our two squads, we're going to be having double the amount of wars of our competitors, and that's a very good thing. And I'd like to mention that WT's European squad is the top-ranked first-person shooter team east of the Atlantic. Their unique and advanced approach to gaming has made WT very proud. It will be a personal honor to finally fight by their side. WT has condensed and refocused itself. What led us to success in the past will lead us to success in the future. There are three key ideals I'd like to touch on that led us to our past dominance: teamwork, intelligent gameplay, and the extreme will and desire to win. WT players have a thirst for victory. We don't like squeaking by, we don't like shaking hands, we like blowouts. We take pride in seeing the enemy leave the battlefield in silence, thinking to themselves, "Jesus Christ, what the fuck just happened to us?" We have no friends. We have no allies. We aren't here to smile or get along. We're here to beat the living fucking shit out of the enemy. That's it. At WT, we never go into a battle unprepared. We spend a lot of time practicing our teamwork and strategies. We make sure that everything we do, at every moment in a game, everything has a reason and a purpose. At WT, we use methods, mindsets, and tools that always guarantee victory. This all being said, we do respect our competition. Yes, we do have a lot of respect for them. It takes incredible character for a person to lose so much and come back willing to lose so much more. Now, there are players out there that lose with grace, that lose with dignity, but then there are other players out there that try to drag the entire community down to their low, low level. Players like Clan Hopper Saint and Suicide Extraordinaire AOW A-Red. WT as a whole condemns such foul behavior and sad, sad levels of existence. And as I repeat, once again, WT has refocused itself, and we're back, baby. This is it. We can't wait. Conduit's going to be a lot of fun. We can't wait to see everyone out there. And we're going to take a little break. When we get right back, we're going to have a message from Ulo regarding his tournament. And we'll have a message from Arbok concerning Mario Striker's charge. Stay tuned. Thank you for listening.
Hello out there. This is Ulo. I'm the founder of a public service called OutcastOutreach.com and a former gaming competitor as a member of We Troopers. While in WT, I've seen members and non-members alike use the community as a place to socialize, vent, or get advice when they don't have anyone else they can talk to. OutcastOutreach.com is all about providing these types of opportunities to people who don't otherwise have them. Because of the nature of OutcastOutreach.com, people can both utilize and contribute to the services at no cost. I believe that the strength of a gaming group's community is at least as important as skill and strategy. Social contribution provides a deep sense of purpose, as well as boosting morale, self-image, and public image for the gaming group. I look forward to seeing this in motion and hope to see you at the OutcastOutreach.com We Troopers tournament for the release of the Wii game The Conduit.
Cause my mind is fading, and everywhere I look there's a dead end waiting. Temperature's dropping at the rotten oasis, stealing kisses from the leprous faces. Heads are hanging from the garbage man trees. Mouthwash, jukebox, gasoline. Pistols are pointing at a poor man's pockets. Smiling eyes ripping out of his sockets. Got a devil's haircut in my mind. 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 On the sympathy crutches, discount orgies on the dropout buses, hitching a ride with the bleeding noses, coming to town with the briefcase blues. Got a devil's haircut in my mind. Got a devil's haircut in my mind. Got a devil's haircut in my mind. Got a devil's haircut in my mind.
Yeah. Hello all, this is Arbok, your best friend in the whole wide world. I'm just gonna report on MSC now. When we talk about about MSC, we see it as one of two things. One, a dead game, and two, the game that we treasure so much for bringing us to where we are today. What I want to do is show evidence against the former. MSC Bay, my website, is filled with people hungering for a match. I literally get tons of match requests each day, even from people I don't know about. There are hordes of clans, tons of them, and the clan scene is considered, in fact, to be essential to the site. There's two well-built, I'd say, clans right now that we can consider facing for clan war, which I'll get to in a bit. And in addition, there are tons of people right now who work their asses off for the site and go for Striker of the Day under the website's name without being asked. You know, just for the sake of the site. So, basically, MSC Bay is alive and well, and it's providing a great community for the game. Alright, I know some of you will be asking, oh, the OMSC pros are gone here at WT, who can play now? I can give you my name for sure. I can kick ass. There's Batman and Advanced Melee, very experienced tricksters. Matt, same story. We also have Master. We know he kicks ass with his Luigi team. And also of note is that Psychofoot has returned recently from the his long trip in Europe. He's currently filming his action movie in the Philippines, and he's got his Wii with him so he can play. Also, if by chance we can get him, maybe Tayfitch can play, but I don't know, he's like kind of on and off active. Anyway, I'd say we have a pretty good war roster. Now about who we can face, there's a lot of clan hopping and clan confusion on MSC Bay right now, but we have a lot of options nevertheless. I think there's like two clans pretty much that we can face. Charged Brigade and Smash Titans. Charged Brigade is probably who we really want to fight, in my opinion. It was created a month ago, so there could be a competitive clan to take on clans like us. Players of note, Waluigi Me is pretty good, as we know from the NN War, because he almost beat Advanced Melee in a series, which I was very surprised about, actually. They have Mario D, who hasn't joined a clan forever. It's kind of out of the blue. He's pretty good. They have a lot of former AP and NN members, and not the trashy ones. They're not bad. I expect to beat them. It won't be completely easy, but we have a very good chance against them. And another subject, the Smash Titans are also a good choice. They're not exactly going to be easy because of Scruffs. He's a big problem because if I'm like having huge bad luck or on a bad day, he can even beat me. That's how good he is. Nevertheless, though, the rest of the roster is only semi-good from what I know of them. Like, we'll have... My idea here is that we can, like, have a one-player, one-use policy, and, like, we can have, like, five matchups in the clan with the most matchups one wins. And in that kind of war, I'm pretty confident that we'd be able to kick their ass. Nevertheless, it's not going to be easy playing them, but we have a good chance. Overall, I'd say Strikers is going well. Our Strikers division is very strong. We have a good war track ahead of us. The clans are also especially going to want a war because Master and Batman have released a new dueltage. You can actually check it up on YouTube. Search for Agon, A-G-O-N. And yeah, I look forward to kicking quite a bit of ass before the conduit. I think we have a very good chance in our MSC division to do some damage in the clan world. So yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. This concludes our program. Make sure you tune in next time. Our next show will feature tips and tricks for the conduit, brought to you by professional conduit players. And now I leave you with a quote. The most unbearable thing about life is that nothing is unbearable.